Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. My name is Will Walden. And this episode, we're going to be talking about the SpaceX CRS-19 mission. They're targeting Wednesday, December 4th for a launch of the 19th commercial resupply services mission to the International Space Station. This is going to be happening at 12:51 p.m. Eastern. That's 1751 UTC, and it will be launching from the Space Launch Complex 40, the SLC 40, at Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in beautiful, sunny, warm Florida. I'm up here in the snow. It's 20 degrees. We have about 6 inches of fresh snow last night, some freezing rain. So pretty cool that Florida is launching rockets. So anyway, this is what's going to happen during the launch. The Dragon, which is the module that stores everything, it'll separate from Falcon 9 second stage about 9 minutes after liftoff, and then it'll make its way to the space station and get there Saturday, December 7th. And if this doesn't work out as planned, if something happens, if there's some weather or something, there's always a backup. So Thursday, December 5th at 12:29 p.m. Eastern or 1729 UTC. So the Dragon spacecraft, it will support the CRS-19 mission. It also previously supported the CRS-4 mission in September of 2014 and the CRS-11 mission in June of 2017. And following stage separation, SpaceX will attempt to recover Falcon 9's first stage, and the Of Course I Still Love You drone ship will be stationed in the Atlantic Ocean. And this is one of the cool things about the spacecraft, is that the Falcon comes back down to Earth and it lands either on a landing pad on the Earth, on the land, or it'll land in the ocean if there's no place for it to land. So if it, you know, the trajectory is a little bit further away than what's expected, it's easier for them to land in the ocean than it is to try to get it back to a landing pad from kind of, you know, where they started. So they're going to be landing out in the ocean on Of Course I Still Love You. That's a drone ship. And they've done this successfully in the past, so it's pretty routine for them. And sometimes, you know, if you're watching the launch, which you can launch, you can watch that with me tomorrow. I'm going to be streaming live on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/spacenewspod. And you can go to youtube.com/spacenewspod/live. And that will have my live stream. And I'll start a little bit early. So this thing launches at 12:51. So I'll be there at about, I'll be there at about 12:30 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. And I'll be hosting it, hanging out, talking to you guys, just doing normal spacey nerdy things with everybody, talking about space stuff and SpaceX and Elon Musk and stuff. So I'll let the professionals take over when the actual launch is happening, because they have more and better information than what I do, because I'm just a person like you guys. So I'm out here doing my thing. And they have all the insider scoop. So this Dragon spacecraft that's going to be going to the ISS, it'll be filled with approximately 5,700 pounds of supplies and payloads, which include critical materials to support more than 250 science and research missions that will be going on the International Space Station, on this orbiting laboratory that we have that's flying around our Earth. Pretty cool. CRS-19 is the 19th of up to 20 missions to the ISS that SpaceX will fly for NASA under the first CRS contract. And in January 2016, NASA announced that SpaceX's Falcon 9 and Dragon were selected to resupply the space station through 2024 as part of a second commercial resupply services contract award. And under the CRS contracts, SpaceX has restored the U.S.'s capability to deliver and return cargo, which includes cool stuff like plants, animals, and scientific experiments to and from the ISS. Crew Dragon which is a variant of this Supply Dragon spacecraft, will be sending people to the International Space Station next year. If all goes well, it should be early next year that people from U.S. soil on a U.S. spacecraft in a U.S. rocket with all sorts of U.S. flags all over it will be going to the International Space Station. I'm just poking fun at Jim Bridenstine. He always says, a U.S. rocket from U.S. soil with U.S. astronauts going to the International Space Station. He's a really big proponent of it, but it's cool because it's the first time since the space station since the space shuttle. So that's pretty cool. That's going to happen next year, but this one's going to be happening Wednesday at about noon 30 Eastern time. And the ISS capture of this capsule, they'll be using the 57.7 foot robotic arm to capture Dragon and attach it to the space station Saturday, December 7th. And there will be live coverage of that happening on my YouTube channel. So you can go to that again. Make sure to subscribe to that too, by the way. We're going for 7,000 subscribers. We're almost there. We're at 6,400, somewhere around there. So going for 7,000 subs on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/spacenewspod. And then once this is all over, once they get all the stuff into the ISS, everything's unloaded, everything looks good, it'll return to Earth with more than 3,800 pounds of cargo after it stays at the space station for 4 weeks, because they have to unload and load and do all sorts of checks and balances and stuff like that. And after about 5 hours of the Dragon leaving the space station, it will deorbit, right? So it'll do a deorbit burn, and that'll last about 10 minutes. It's all fiery and cool looking. And it takes about 30 minutes for Dragon to reenter the Earth's atmosphere. And then it'll splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Baja California. This is a pretty cool thing to watch. You know, the launches are pretty cool, but the reentries are pretty cool. The return flights are pretty cool too. So I'll be there for you on that one as well. So my friends, make sure to head on over to my YouTube channel. Check that out. Once again, I don't mean to beat your brains with it, but it's youtube.com/spacenewspod, and we can watch that together. Hope everyone's there. It'll be really cool. If you're not able to make it, you can watch the replay. I'll have a replay up there too. So pretty cool. And I'll be hanging out with everybody over there. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I do appreciate it. I'm going to be posting this on both my Space News Pod and the Elon Musk podcast. So check both of those out. Thank you, everybody, for all the continued support. And thank you for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me on the Space News Pod. My name is Will Walden, and I'll see you soon.